The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy. One of my great sponsors is the Alliance Defending Freedom. In fact, if you head to HughHewitt.com and you scroll down, you're going to see a button that says your freedoms are under attack. You're going to see a picture of my friend Baronelle Stutzman with her granddaughter. She is one of the great heroes of the movement for freedom of conscience. I'm joined by Jeremy Tedesco of the Alliance Defending Freedom. He is, in fact, involved in similar litigation to Masterpiece Cake Shop and Arlene's Flowers. Good morning, Jeremy. Welcome to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Good morning, Hugh. Thanks for having us on.
Tell me about Blaine Adamson and whether or not you think Masterpiece Cake Shop and the remand of Arlene's Flowers portends good for Blaine Adamson's case before the Kentucky Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah, I think it definitely does. You know, Masterpiece was a really important win on free exercise grounds. The court ultimately didn't reach the free speech question, which is really the core question in Blaine's case, but the other cases the Supreme Court just handed down in NIFLA and in Janus are compelled speech cases, and the court reaffirmed those principles very strongly in those cases, that people shouldn't be forced by the government to promote ideas that violate their beliefs. And so that principle
NIFLA is the case where California attempted to mandate crisis pregnancy centers carry speech that they did not want to carry on their walls. And, of course, Janus is where members in public employee unions were having their paychecks looted to support messages they did not agree with. That's what you mean by compelled speech. So what's going on with Blaine Adamson?
Well, Blaine's case is before the Kentucky Supreme Court, and it's been fully briefed. We're waiting for the court to set an argument date at this point. So sometime, hopefully this fall, we'll be able to argue Blaine's case at the Kentucky Supreme Court and get a ruling.
Now, give us the facts for people who've never heard of Blaine Adamson before and understand that Masterpiece Cake Shop involved the refusal to make a cake for a same-sex wedding. Arlene's Flowers involved the refusal to provide and dress the wedding scene for a same-sex wedding. People who have religious objections to same-sex weddings, this is not a wedding. This is a parade.
That's right. Blaine owns Hands-On Originals. He's always operated the business according to his religious convictions, and part of that means he always looks at every order that comes in, and he declines to print orders that violate his religious beliefs. And so this was just another one of the many T-shirts or other products bearing messages that he couldn't print because of his religious convictions. This one was a T-shirt celebrating the gay Pride Festival in Lexington, Kentucky. He declined respectfully like he always does. He offered to send them to another printer who would match his price. And unfortunately, the organization that requested the shirt turned around and filed a complaint against him in the Lexington Civil Rights Commission. And it was off to the races from there. He's been defending against it for years now.
Now, the Lexington Civil Rights Commission, do they have the same record of abusing religious conservatives and letting other people go that plagued the Colorado Human Rights Commission in Masterpiece Cake Shop?
Well, there's certainly hostility towards Blaine's religious beliefs. You know, the commissions really across the board all take the position that people of faith who believe that marriage is between a man and a woman hold offensive beliefs that they deem, that the government deems discriminatory and should be outlawed. That's a very hostile, disparaging position to take about one's religious convictions. And so, the good thing about Masterpiece and even, Burgerfeld decision, the same-sex marriage decision by the Supreme Court, is the court said that religious opposition, philosophical opposition to same-sex marriage is a decent and honorable position to take. Millions of people hold those beliefs. And they can't be ostracized in our society, marginalized in our society.
Now, how long has Blaine Adamson been litigating this matter?
This matter has been going on for over 4 years now.
Okay, so the cost of this is extraordinary. That's why we raise money for the Alliance Defending Freedom. That's why the button at HughHewitt.com, Your Freedoms Are Under Attack, is where you go to support this. And even if you get a case, a date for oral argument, it will still go on after that, because if it goes against you, you're going to have to appeal to the United States Supreme Court. If you win, I assume that the Kentucky Human Rights Commission will appeal it to the United States Supreme Court. So it's going to go on for longer, Jeremy Tedesco, isn't it?
It is. There's no question about it. You know, all the legal services we provide to our clients, we provide for free. We are dependent on people donating to our ministry and allowing us to provide these important services to our clients.
It is a ministry. It is fully tax deductible. Please make a contribution today. The button is at HughHewitt.com. Just scroll down. It says Your Freedoms Are Under Attack. It is a picture of Baronel, who has prevailed. Most recently, her case was remanded. Jeremy, are you an optimist about Baronel winning at the lower court now?
I am. Now, it's the Washington State court system. So who knows? It may take ultimately another appeal to the United States Supreme Court to get it ultimately figured out. But the kind of hostility that Washington showed to Baronel is very similar to what was going on in Jack Phillips' case. And the Supreme Court says that the religious hostility there was impermissible, violated the Constitution, has no place in our society. And I think the same thing certainly was happening with Baronel. You just look at the Attorney General, you know, sidestepping the entire complaint process for, you know, judging these kind of discrimination actions, and just directly sending a letter to her after reading an article in the media and saying, you must cease and desist. And he's been, you know, actively pursuing her ever since.
Please keep fighting the good fight. Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhall.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.